Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about creating a custom MCP server for improved memory management in AI tasks. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. What sparked this whole endeavor?
Well, there's this project called the R-Code Memory Bank. And while the concept is intriguing, the implementation just wasn't clicking for me, you know.
I see. So what did you do?
I took matters into my own hands and built a custom MCP server, using the Sequential Thinking MCP server as a foundation and the R-Code Memory Bank for its functionality. I whipped up an MCP version of the memory bank with just a simple prompt to Cline.
Wow, that's impressive. So you basically combined two existing projects to create something new?
Precisely. I fed Cline both GitHub links and told it exactly what I wanted. It took a few tweaks, adding things to client settings, but in just a few minutes, I had a working MCP server.
Hold on, what's the advantage of using an MCP server for this?
Great question. See, when using tools like R-Code Boomerang to break down a task into subtasks, the subtasks often lack the overall context of the original task. This MCP server fixes that by storing the prompts in a memory bank and feeding them to each subtask. It's like giving each subtask the full picture.
Aha, so it's all about context retention. Did you run any tests?
Absolutely. I ran a simple website building prompt, and it worked beautifully. The server created the memory bank, stored the prompt information, and made it accessible to all subtasks. It even wrote down a brief summary of the task, which is incredibly useful.
That does sound really useful. Was there anything tricky about setting it up?
Just the usual MCP server quirks, you know, making sure it's connected and the settings are correct. Oh, and R-Use inconsistent terminology. Why change auto-approve to always allow? Drives me nuts.
Haha, classic R-U. But, so it sounds like you're pretty happy with the results.
Ecstatic. This setup is so much cleaner than the original implementation. I even pushed the code to GitHub and added a README file, all with Cline's help.
Fantastic. So with this MCP server, you're essentially enhancing the memory and context retention of AI agents working on complex tasks.
Exactly. It's all about that sweet, sweet memory. Thanks for joining me today, folks. If you've listened this far, you're a true champion. Check out the GitHub link in the description. And until next time, peace out.
Goodbye.